difference in the feast.
Vim Bria Yivra Hashem, Patsa Adamas Pia. I know that if it's Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, Rashi brings, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu already created the Pia Aretz, fine. If not, you should create a new Bria right now.
Recording?
I'm recording. All right. But Korach had to be punished by a special Bria. So if Hashem created this Bria already, like we know Pia Aretz is created, Erev Shabbos Ben Hashemashas, we have to understand why Erev Shabbos Ben Hashemashas. Or says, but even if not, Hashem should create right now. Korach had to be punished by a special Bria. So if it exists already, fine. If not, Hashem will be glory right now. Right? The Pi Ha'aretz. Right? So what's the Midah Kagamidi? It's Cholek HaMoshe Rabbeinu. It gets swallowed up in the earth. Right? And that thing was Nivra Erev Shabbos. That thing was Nivra Erev Shabbos Ben Hashemashas. Right? Things like this, you know, Zohar says in Parshas Bereishis, that Korach argued on, you know, he had a machlokas with Shalom and he had a machlokas with Shabbos. Right? And the two are very interconnected. Shabbat, Shalom. Shabbos and Shalom. Oh, that's why you have the din of Hadlokas Neros and Shabbos should be Shalom Bayis, Mishum Shalom Bayis. It's more choshev even than Kiddush. You don't have money for Yayin LeKiddush. In Yayin LeKiddush or Neros, you take the Neros. Mishum Shalom Bayis. Right? The din is like this, right? That the Akash Baruch Hu created a lot of different things. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu tells Korach. Gvulos Yitziv Akash Baruch Hu Boker V'Yoda. Gvulos Yitziv Akash Baruch Hu Lomo. Just like, you know, you can't change night and today and day and tonight. You can't undo the fact that Aaron is Cohen and not you, and you're not. Akash Baruch Hu made boundaries in the world. Akash Baruch Hu made things different. But that's the godless of Shalom. You know, if everything's the same, that the fact that things are, you know, ba'achdus, that's nishkin pella. It's a little pella. Everything's the same. So why shouldn't they be ba'achdus? It's like a solid piece of metal. Ma'ayish. The pella that, you know, the Chazal say, ose shalom bimromav. Right? That Kodosh was also shalom because Gavriel's kulo kerach. And Michal's kulo kerach. And Gavriel's kulo esh. And of course, people make shalom bimromav. Even though there's all these different kochos and different malachim, they're sometimes opposites of each other. Right?
You said this once, whole time.
Right?
That's a shalom bimromav.
Right? You know,
it's like the man and the woman are opposite of each other.
Exactly.
The candle. There's a candle on Shabbos night. He came to bring shalom to the house.
All right. That's it. The godless of shalom, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shalom, is that things are different and they're not mevatel each other. They're not mevatel each other. They all get along and they're all mashlim each other. Shalom, mashlim, shlemus. They're just the opposite. Because we're different, it means I've got something you don't have, and you've got something I don't have. So we're mashlim each other. Shalom, peace, lashon shlemut. That, you know, adarabah, we turn the fact that we're different into advantage. You give me what I don't have, and I'll give you what you don't have. Adarabah, that's better. Shlemut. And the real godless of shalom, right, is that, you know, things that are opposite come together. Right, and that shows the beauty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that only He could do that. That, you know, bring opposites together, and that's the inyan of
like in Marcus Bora, there was the fire and the water together. That's the opposite.
That's right. That's, you know, yeah. That's what Moshe say because it's called. That's right. Absolutely. That's what the Rashi brings. You know, that on the what says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say Kol Magefosai. I'm giving, you know, all my Marcus. Right. I'm going to bring all the different kochs together at the same time. Now, the man teda ke'in kashem elokeinu. So that's also
shalom.
That's also the shalom bias. Shalom bias, gadol shalom. That Kosh Bu even lets his name to be nimchak, you know, for the mei sota, to make shalom between ish and isha. So the main, you know, shalom bias is by zivug, because men and women are opposites, and that's what the Maharal says. When the famous Gemara in Bras comes, sechasim akala kilu hikriv teda. Because Torah comes as chametz and matzah, opposites, right? And also, man and woman are opposites. And then, as Korban Torah, you're made to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're made to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, eino milvado. It's a hodah, an admission that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and how do you admit that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ein hu ve'ein bilto? That you show he's not in any getter. He's not in any category. V'araya, he could put together two mutually exclusive categories. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be in a getter, let's say a chesed, he wouldn't be able to do dinim. If he'd be a getter of dinim, he wouldn't be able to do chasadim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ein od. Right? He's not, there's nothing like him. He's not in any getter that that you say, oh, he's in the same getter as that. He's alone. He's levad. He's in his own category that the Maharal says in the Gevurah, second Hakdama. That's why I call him HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh, he's separate. He's nivdal. He's in his own category. And that's why he's above all the categories. He's not in a category. He's not in a sug. He's levad. He's in his own sug. Lemala mikol asugim. And that's why he could hold all the different sugim together. And that's why karban toida, right? Is where a moida to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that hu ve'im bilto. There's nothing like him. There's nothing like him. Because if it'd be something like him, it would be in the same sug as that thing. He's in no sug. He's not in any categories, above all the categories. They pull things together. Right? But that gadlus comes out by the fact that things are the opposite. Things are sometimes oppositional. Not only are they different, but even oppositional. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he will be ma'achid, all of them. And that will be the gadlus of him. That will be show his gadlus. That he is hu ve'ein bilto. He's not in any geder. V'oraya, all these different gedorim that are mutual, those come from him. And you see that they all come from the same source because he holds them all together. The fire and the water, the chasodim and the dinim, the zachar and the nekeva. And that's the greatest hoidah, right, toda, the greatest hoidah, that hu ve'ein bilto. Right. So now, zedavar nifla, on Yom Machlokas was created in Yom HaSheni. Yirukir b'socha mayim, v'yimavdu ben mayim l'mayim. Right, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Machlokas. And all the bad things were created on that day, like Gehenna, and, those Machlokas, at face value, Machlokas is bad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sone Machlokas, right? But, Machlokas kishu la'atzmo is bad. But as a hechitimtza, as a means to an end, of showing the godless of Yotzer Bereishis, that you can make so many different things.
Does Machlokas have to do with Kas?
When it's just machlokas Hashem machlokas. It's just machlokas Hashem machlokas. But there's machlokas Hashem shamayim, that's sofalis kayim. There is Hashem shamayim, then machlokas is a means to an end to migala Hashem shamayim, because Hashem shamayim is what holds everything together. That even though fire and water are opposites, what holds fire and water in the same universe together? What holds day and night together? They're opposites. What holds it is that it's one universe, even though these things are opposite, Shem Shemaim. Right? Shem Shemaim. Right, so it's, and the goddess of Shem Shemaim comes out, mitzad that there's machlokas. They see that these things are opposite, and they can never coexist. And so why do they exist? Why are they mitkayem? And they're not mevat to each other. Machlokas of Shem Shemaim, sofa lihiskayim. That means that the two chelkeah machlokas, then one is not mevato the other. They're mitkayem because it's all the Shem Shemayim. And Shem Shemayim is glorified by the fact that the one Ribbono Shel Olam could create opposite things. Right? And shows that he's in a getter b'fnei atzmo. He's in his own getter. He's not within a getter. Because v'raya he's l'mala mikol ha-gedorim. Because things that are different gedorim, he could create them both and hold them together both. Right? And that's the godless of Yom HaShabbos. Right? On Shabbos, everything comes together. Vayechulu Hashemayim v'Aretz Chasam. It is mitkalel in one klal. Everything comes together. Right? And one says the Kegavna on Leil Shabbos. That's Baraza de Echad.
Baraza Nusach
Sfard. Right? The Gezer. It's all Baraza de Echad. It all comes together. That's on Shabbos. Shabbos is a time of shalom. Right? That's why they have candles. We should be shalom bais. And it's the time of zivuk. Onasim shotamei chachamim Israel. Shabbos, right? It's a time of zivuk, it's a time of shalom. That's why it's a dinim of shalom bayis, right? Hmm. Right? One of the shatim that on Lo Sivar Shulchan Moshul Sechem, there shouldn't be machlokas on Shabbos. It should only be shalom. It should be esha machlokas. Right? So now machlokas is created in Yom HaSheni, and Yom HaSheni doesn't say kitov. Right? It doesn't say. Oh,
yafeh.
So now there's two shittos in the Medrash. What happened to the Kitov and Yom HaShani? So there's two shittos in the Medrash. So one Medrash says, because it wasn't, it's made up for on Yom HaShlishi, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Oretz. There's first, Yikovo Mai Mokom Echad B'Teira Yabasha. And that's the Gemara of the Machlokas, so that Kitov of Teira Yabasha, Ralkim Kitov, goes on Yom HaShani, because Machlokas Hashem, Machlokas is nothing. Machlokas, you know, and it's bad. Machlokas Hashem, but Machlokas for a greater goal, like splitting the water so you can expose the land. If you wanted to split the waters, you can't expose the land. So that's one sheet, that the key tov of, you know, that v'teirai yabasha, that's the key tov of Yom HaShem, because Yom HaShem was just half the process. It wasn't a gemar malacha. Right? That's one sheet in the Medrash. Another sheet in the Medrash is that it all goes back on the end of Yom HaShishi. V'alkim eskar asher asa v'hine tov ma'od. So the tov ma'od, the ma'od of tov ma'od, four times it says tov ma'od, the ma'od is the hashlama on Yom HaShani. So now we know that what it says on tov ma'od, everyone knows famous marriage, tov ze yetzar ha-tov, tov ma'od ze yetzara, tov zechaim, tov ma'od ze amisa, all the bad things. They're there, they become tov. They make tov mod. Because, you know, they're mitzaref litova and make the tov mod. Mm-hmm. And that's mitzad the shalom. And that's what it says immediately after that.
It's interesting because it says that they ask a person when he gets married.
Right.
Matza or moitza.
Right.
Matza isha matza tov or matza isha marmi mavas.
Right.
Kind of ties into what we're saying here because
it could be
tov mod.
Like that, yeah. The Ra becomes Tov.
Yeah.
That's Mitzah, the Ra's Mitzarif the Tova. Samchenu ki mosi nisanu shenosu ra. The Rebbe Shlomo gives a schar for how we stuck with the Emunah during all the hard times. So that means the Ra becomes Tov. You get paid for it. Okay? Or if because you worked hard, it's not Namar ki sufa, and you know, and then you have a real schus in it. That's all the different pshatim of how even the Midas Hadin and all the bad times are Mitzarif the Tova. Because it gives you a kinyan in the tov, that's not namna kisufa, or you get paid for having bitochen, and not having your emunah ruined by the bad times, so it gives you more schar, gives up to your own more schar, and the reasons are many, numerous, and diverse. But it all has to do that the ra and the tov are not on two separate sides. The ra is mitzaref l'tova, and makes the tov mode. The shalom, right? And that's what it says me after, because what means tov mode? Vayechulu Hashemayim va'aretz v'chol tzvam, because it's all mitkalel. The ra and the tov come together, and when the ra and tov come together, the tov becomes tov ma'od, because the ra is mitzarif l'tova. And it can only be, and tov can only become tov ma'od because the ra is different than the tov. It's something else, and that's why it's a tosefet. If it would be the same, it's not a tosefet. But it's all because Yom HaShabbos finishes it off. Right? Oh, so now you understand this all. And this is all based on a long, long shiur I heard from my Rebbe, Mori Varabi, Zecher Tzadik, Kodesh Brucho, Moshe Shapira. Right? He said, now you understand what's going on with Korach. Right? Korach wanted to ruin Maisa Bereishis. It's all like the Lashon that Zorn. Bracious after time. He had a machlok, he was makhish maisa bracious. He had a machlokas with Shabbos, he had a machlokas with Shalom. You know, Korach doesn't appreciate that things are different. He says, everything has to be the same. And if not, I'm going to make war. That means like this, he doesn't appreciate machlokas l'shem shemayim. And if he doesn't get his way, that everything should kolei l'kulam kedoshim, everyone should be equal, then he's going to make machlokas. But that's machlokas shelo l'shem shemayim. Right, he's going to make machlokas. You know, it's like, you know, like the liberals, they burn things down in the name of peace. Right, you know, a guy, Ann Coulter wants to come to Berkeley, burn the whole place down, mm-hmm. in the name of peace. That's Korach. That's it. Right, either I get my way that everyone's equal, you know, that the Ra and the Tov and everything's the same, and that's ridiculous. They're different. Right. No, everything's the same, and everything should be the same. Everyone should use the same bathroom, right? Either I get my way, and everything should be the same. And if not, all hell breaks loose. Mm-hmm. That's Korach. Everything should be the same. There should be no differences. And if not, I'm going to burn you down. That's Korach. Right? He doesn't appreciate the idea of machlokas l'shem shamayim. Things should be different. That's a greater glorification. Zohar and Akeva should be different. Right? And you should not be, you know, erode the period between Ra and Tov. They're different. And Adarabba, Kvod Shemayim, comes out from all those differences. You could appreciate Ein Od Milvari. Baruch is not in any getter. They could be Borei both things and hold them together, each one bimkomo, and then even bring them together. But bring them together in a higher way, that they're mashlim. That because they're different, that's why there's a hashlama. You'll give me what I don't have, and I'll give you what you don't have, and that's what makes Tov, Tov Ma'od. Korach doesn't want to make it. Like either I get my way or the highway. Right? Either everyone's the same. So if either everyone's the same and there's no Kohen Gadol, right? Right? If I don't get that, I'm burning the whole thing down. Hmm. That's typical leftist liberal thinking. Right? Everyone should be the same. Zohar Nekeva. Right? No difference. You know, erode all the differences. Right? And if not, I'll burn you down. That's Korach. Right? He doesn't appreciate the idea that there's machlokas, there's differences, l'shem shamayim. And through that, Adrab, we're going to come to real shalom, miloshen shleimus, that shalom is no kunst to have shalom if everything's the same. The kunst is that things are different, they still get along, and that higher shalom is miloshen shleimus. You'll be mashlim for me what I don't have, be mashlim what I don't have, and then tov becomes tov mode. And that happens with the coming of Yom HaShabbos. That's also called Shmo Shah Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Midah of Malchus, Shmo Shah Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's where it happens, Vayechula Shemayim V'tzchol Tzvam. So the Tov mode is finalized and brought Yotzeh L'Pol Aidei Yom HaShabbos. Right? Right? That's what's going to hold all the Kochos together and make the Tov, Tov mode, because the Ra will be Mitzrayim Tov, but because the Ra is not the Tov, and because the Tov is not the Ra, come together. And give and be mashlim for each other, and that makes the tov, tov mode, because it got something new that it didn't have before.
So why did the bria, that the ground opened up before?
So I'm going to get to this. But Korach doesn't even appreciate Maisa Bereishis. Maisa Bereishis is chiluke kochos. That Korach was showing off that he could do a lot of different, he could even do opposite things. That's Gadlusa Sheyotza Bereishis. That's what Zohar means. He was makhish Maisa Bereishis. And he had a machlokas with Shalom. He had a machlokas with Shabbos. Because real Shalom is when things are different and they still get along. That's the godless of a Shalom. Right? But that type of Shalom, that higher Shalom, is also Miloshin Shleimut. I'll be Mashlim for you and you'll be Mashlim for me. Like a Zohar should be a Zohar and a Keva should be in the Keva. They should stay separate and be different. Right? And Adarabba, that's how when they get together, there's real Shalom and real Hashlama. Right? And Korach doesn't want any of that. He wants either everything the same, which is a denial of reality. That's what it means. He's makhish uvda debracious. He was makhish maisa debracious. Right? And he doesn't understand what Shalom is all about, that Shalom is miloshen shleimud and hashlama, that things should fakir, be different, so they could supplement each other. Right? Be mashiv for it. And that's the koach of Yom HaShabbos. The koach, that's what Shabbos is in Bria. It's the Nekudas HaMerkaz that causes all the opposites to be able to stay together and not pull in their different directions and also come and be mashal. That's Vayechul HaShemayim V'tzchol Tzvam. Right, Makor HaBracha, because it also holds everything together. And that's how there is Bracha, because I'm different than you and you're different than me, I can give you something you don't have. And that's called the Tosefet. If we'd all be the same, I'm not being Moisef anything. Right? Korach doesn't want any of that. So now going back to, he's got no problem with making machlokas when he doesn't get his way. So he's against machlokas l'shem shemayim, which is mamish, to be in touch with what the bria really is. That the whole bria is besoid machlokas l'shem shemayim. Right? But if he doesn't get his way, he does make machlokas. So it's not like he's a peace-loving guy. You know, he talks about peace and equality, and then he burns the house down if he doesn't get what he wants. Right? Mamish, let the liberals be amenu.
I think it says that Korach was a great Talmud Chacham. He knew a lot of Torah.
Okay, so it doesn't mean he knew everything. He had negius.
So was the guy they called Jesus.
Anyway.
The original one, not the fake one today.
Hey, Kitzer. But I want to get to the point because it's very late.
Great Talmud Chacham.
All right, listen. The point is, Al Af, he still made a toes.
Yeah.
Eno it also. You know, it's Pikechaya, Uminose Aron. Right? In Chab, Akosh wants there to be differences, and mitoch the differences, there's a bigger Shlemus, a bigger Shalom, and a bigger Shlemus, and that's the end of Yom HaShabbos, the fruition of Yom HaShabbos, to bring all the Kochos of the Bria together. And then there'll be shalom, massive shalom bias,
okay.
Right? And hashlama, and that's the makor bracha when the opposite kochos give each other what they don't have, and that's bracha, because you gave me something new, something which I didn't have before, not a little bit more of the same,
mm-hmm.
Right? That's the we're being, you know, these are very very tifa and yonim, and the hour's very late, but to now get to the point. So Korach, he has no problem with machlokes when it serves his purposes, like he'll burn the house down. He'll be cholok on Moshe Rabbeinu, be mevatel everything Moshe Rabbeinu said, because he didn't get his way, because he didn't get what he wanted, right? But as his platform is that everything should be the same. Whereas by us, it's fakert. So Chazal say about Beishal and Beis Hillel, that Hillel and Shai is machlokes l'shem Shemayim, Mishnah says. The Gemara says about Beisham Yisrael that Gemara Yevamos Beisham Asu Kedivrem, they went against Beis Hillel, they did like what they held, but there was still Avav Achva Vareis, and then Beisham and Beis Hillel did Shiduchim together and they ate Sudas together. Just they were Modia, hey, you can't marry this one because according to your Shita she's an Erva, but you can marry that one, and they were Bach. So they had Machlokas. And they lived together in harmony, right? So they you know, it's like mamash the opposite of Korach. Korach was demanding peace and harmony. That was his platform. And then because he didn't get his way, he burnt the house down. Like mamash Hill and Shammai said, no, we're just going to have our own opinion. We're going to be different. And they were in bishalom with each other, right? You understand? It's mamash inverses of each other. But like Heintika liberals, and talk about peace and equality, and you don't get what they want, they burn the house down, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. That was Korach. You know, Lumas Beishan Beishan. They were different, and they were proud of their differences, and they did different, and they lived b'shalom ba'achva v'reis.
Okay. So where's the whole Bria of the Adama?
All right. Okay.
Actually,
so coming.
You said before that the Eish and the Mayim.
Right.
It comes all the way to Shabbos. That Shabbos brings everything together, and that's
right.
In Korach Bracha. Now, bracha, it has four letters, and each letter, the Medrash Talpiyos brings that the yesodis of the letters. So bracha has of each of the four. So it brings everything together. That's
right, but you know, each one, that's so. As Maral says, bracha, each one of the letters is tunis, beis,
mm-hmm.
in the achadim, chaf, in the asarot,
mm-hmm.
and resh in the meot. Right, because there's two different things. Bracha is when there's two different things. If it's all the same, and bracha. Bracha is there's two different things.
Mm-hmm.
Beis, two. You know, chaf, 20. Two different tens. Resh, right?
200.
And hey is the chadim again.
Right. And hey is, you know, the adrava, the shem shakosh bracha, it holds it together. The hey basra, the last hey of the yud kei vav kei, which is malchus, the midah called Shem Shemayim. And that's what Shabbos is. Yismuchu b'malchuscha shomrei Shabbos. The midah of Malchus is called the midah of Shem Shemayim. Right? So now you can understand that Korach's mamash, he's out of touch with reality. He's out of touch with reality. Right? There's a couple of reality is. Like, you know, like a typical liberal. Out of touch with reality. Totally. Snowflakes. Good, sir. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu says, in Bria Yivra Hashem, it was right for him to be punished with a special Bria, because he's anti-Maisa Bereshis. Right? He is in denial of reality, so there has to be a special Bria that makes the Machal. Mm-hmm. So, right? It has to be a special Bria, because to show that he is mamish in denial of what reality is all b'sob machlokas l'shem shamayim. There's different kochos and different drachim in limud, and they're everything different, because that's gadlus shel yotzer bereishis, that he can make so many different things. That's a gadlus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he can make so many different things. And all those different things, fakir, come together to glorify him. And the heker, that it's he's one source, that it's all one world, and the world doesn't, you know, pull off in separate directions. That's all we saw, the glory, the Shem Shemayim, the Midah of Shem Shemayim holds it all together. holds it all together and is further glorified, and so it also brings it all together, and that's what makes hashlama, and that's the real shalom. When things are different and they still get along together, that's the shalom of shleimut, that I'll be mashlim for you and you'll be mashlim for me. I'll give you what you don't have, you'll give me what I don't have. Right? And that's what comes out in Yom HaShabbos, and that's what's going to Shabbos main Olam Haba, Olam Vlosid Lavo. Alright, so now here's the Dover Nifla. Machlokos Nivra B'Yom HaSheni, but for the Tachlis of either Yom HaShlishi or Yom HaShishi. Right? But Yom HaShishi, Mitzad, Yom HaShishi leads into Shabbos. The Tov Mod, immediately after that, V'Yom HaShishi, V'Yom HaShishi, V'Yom HaShishi, V'Yom HaShishi, V'Yom HaShishi,
V'Yom HaShishi,
V'Yom HaShishi, that's right. Ooh, but it's... So it's either for the sake of Shabbos, when all Shabbos is Shem Shemaim, that it's all Machlokos Shem Shemaim, or if you want to go to a closer goal, we already had a closer goal, that the constructive end of the Rakia B'socha Mayim was to be Megala D'Oretz, and that's what the Kitov...
In Yom HaShlishi was the grass...
Yeah, but that was the second Kitov. So. But the first Kitov is that Vitira Yabasha. And that's Tashlom on Yom HaSheni. Because Machlokos Stam Kacha is a bad thing. It has to be for a constructive purpose. So on Yom HaShlishi was for the tachos of being Megala D'Oretz. Can't be Megala D'Oretz if you don't split the water, right? Or Inami Yom HaShishi Mitzad the Tov Ma'od, the Ma'od goes back on Yom HaSheni, that it's the Machlokes makes it that different things. So when the Raz Mitzdarif L'Tov, it makes the Tov Ma'od. As opposed to if it was all Tov, it would just stay as Stam Tov, right? So it's odd. So one of two possibilities: either Yom HaShlishi or Yom HaShishi. But Yom HaShishi mitzad how it's mitchaber to Shabbos, right? Oh, so now you get it. Korach doesn't. He doesn't. He's into machlokas Hashem machlokas. He doesn't believe in machlokas Hashem Shemaim. He wants everything to be the same. And if not, I'll burn you down. So it's machlokas Hashem machlokas, and that's why in his view of machlokas, a pure destructive force, which he doesn't bother him to use it when it suits his purposes. So the machlokas of the Mayim, the whole Mitzvah machlokas was for the sake of the Oretz. He doesn't deserve the Oretz. So he falls right through it as if it doesn't exist. Because the whole machlokas of the waters on Yom HaSheni was for the tachlis of the Oretz, the Megal the Oretz. But, right? But he doesn't believe in machlokas l'shem shemayim. So he doesn't deserve the Oretz, which was the Totsah, L'Shem Shemaim, that came from, so he falls right through the earth as if it's not there. For you, there's no Oretz, right? But also the Pia Oretz was Nivra Erev Shabbos Bein HaShemashes. He doesn't make it to Shabbos. He drops out before Shabbos comes in, because it's Mitzad, the Smichus of Yom HaShishi to Shabbos, that makes the Tov Mod. Because of Vinei Tov Mod, Verevoke Yom HaShishi V'Chol Shemaim V'Otz Chotzvah, right? He Erev Shabbos Bein HaShemash, he falls out. He doesn't make it to Shabbos. He doesn't make it to Shabbos because he doesn't believe in the Machlokas L'Shem Shemayim. Right? And that's it. That's the conservatives are Machlokas L'Shem Shemayim. Liberals are Korach. Now they say that the Shabbos is everything should be the same, and if not, I'll burn you down and I'll destroy you. It's mamish. Torah's nitzchias. All the lessons of the Torah. Adayom hazeh. That's what Rav Zevin says. Ubnei Korach lo mesu. So Rav Zevin says this word. You know, Bnei Korach lo mesu is referring to bonim krosim miblashim talmidim, like v'shinanta v'nechal talmidim. There'll always be people like Korach. They don't die in rak mitchalfim. Lo meitim rak mitchalfim. In every door, there's going to be people like Korach. Right. Anyway. Shem Yazor, that you know the Gula Shlema which is beside leading into Shabbos Kayadua, which is Olam Abad. That's what the Gula is. Gula is Mamish beside Yom HaShishi Ben Hashmashes Mitzadet leads into Olam Abad, right? You know, and the Piyartz is there for all the liberals to drop out over there. Paul Feglach Meheri Koresu, and they'll drop out in the Pia Oretz that will be in the Zman of Mashiach, which is beside Erev Shabbos Ben HaShemashes, because it brings in Olam Haba, which is the Elef HaShvi'i, Kayadua.
Yeah.
Right? That there'll be a big PR then, that all the liberals and all the Feiglach, Meheri, Koresu, V'Hoysel HaShem Amrucha.
Beautiful. I was going to say something. I don't want to see all the requirements still running.